And this news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers and the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. As well as Al Hanson Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealer with full line service department. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. A court hearing took place on Friday, April 10th, involving a man named Mark Wesley Roth. He's facing charges related to inappropriate behavior towards two teenagers. During the hearing, two former employees shared their alleged experiences. Both said they worked for Mr. Roth at different times and described situations where he allegedly asked very personal questions and made them feel uncomfortable at work. They also alleged that he sometimes touched them in ways that were not appropriate and continued even when asked to stop. The young women also explained Mr. Rolfe gave them gifts which they felt made the situation more confusing and harder to speak up about. One of them said she was afraid to tell anyone at first, but years later decided to share her story with police officer. The lawyers on both sides shared their arguments. The prosecution said evidence showed that Mr. Rolfe acted inappropriately and used his position of authority to pressure the young women. The defense argued that there was not enough proof and pointed out that the reports were made at a much later date. After reviewing everything, the judge decided there was enough evidence for the case to move forward, and the judge said the actions described could not or could meet the legal definitions of the charges. The case will now move to circuit court with hearings scheduled for Monday, April 27th. In Huron County, Kyle Lee Marks faced felony charge of assault by strangulation. He has waived his right to a preliminary examination in district court this last Friday. This action is part of a plea offer where Marks would plead guilty to assault by strangulation and a second habitual offender charge. In return, prosecutors agreed to dismiss a domestic violence count and forego additional habitual offender notices. Marks also committed to paying restitution. The court has bound Marks over to circuit court for arraignment scheduled for April 27th at 9 a.m., and his bond conditions remain as previously ordered. And authorities in Saginaw are investigating the death of a local man after his body was discovered near the scene of a fire earlier last week. Fire crews were called out Wednesday, April 8th, to the area of Bagley in East Holland for a report of a grass fire. While working the scene, firefighters located a man's body behind a nearby vacant building. Police and detectives from both the Saginaw Police Department and the Michigan State Police responded to begin an investigation. Officials have since identified the man as 46-year-old Gregory Mallett of Saginaw. Investigators say the cause and circumstances of his death remain under investigation. In a statement, police express condolences to Mallett's family and say they are continuing a thorough investigation. Anyone with any information is asked to contact the Saginaw Police or Crime Stoppers. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
That refund check isn't just extra cash. It's your down payment on a premium pre-owned vehicle you'll enjoy driving from Al Hansen Motors, like a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With 85,000 miles, you can take it home for just $16,980. If you need more space and you're looking for something with all the bells and whistles, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium with 103,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and has every option available. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated second row seats, heated steering wheel, park and lane keep assist, remote start, dual moonroof, power liftgate, third row seating, and a 3.6 V6 with no turbos. Take it home for just $17,980. If you need a four-wheel drive, I also have a 2016 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. It's already set up for what you need with a towing package, power liftgate, heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, and a naturally aspirated 3.2 V6 with 78,000 miles. You can drive it home for $16,980. With the gas prices on the rise, save at the pump with a 2017 Ford Fusion. It gets good fuel economy and has Bluetooth and a backup camera. You can take it home for just $99.80. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now's the time to make it happen. Take that tax refund and turn it into something you'll use every single day at Al Hansen Motors.
And we're back with more news. With tax day approaching this week, the House Republicans have introduced a resolution celebrating the impacts of working families' tax cuts. Federal data indicates that the average tax refund is up 11% this year, largely attributed to new provisions regarding overtime and tips. Key highlights of that report show that nearly 6 million taxpayers benefited from the no tax on tips provision, while 23 million claimed the no tax on overtime deduction. Critics, however, continue to debate the long-term impact of these cuts on the national deficit. And mourners in the Lebanese city of Sidon reacted with fury during the funeral of 13 security officers killed in a recent Israeli strike. Tensions along the border remain at a breaking point as both sides exchange artillery fire following the collapse of a broader regional ceasefire. Israeli authorities confirm they recovered the bodies of their own citizens from buildings hit by Iranian missiles earlier this week. Diplomatic efforts by the UN to establish a buffer zone have so far been unsuccessful. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. As the season changes, it's a perfect time for a little spring cleaning. And that includes your jewelry. Does your collection need a fresh shine? At McKenzie Jewelers, we offer professional cleaning to make your pieces sparkle like new. But it's not just about cleaning, it's about renewal. Maybe you have some older jewelry that no longer suits your style. Why not give it a second life? We offer special consultations to help redesign your existing pieces into something beautiful and new. Whether it's a ring, necklace, or bracelet, we'll work with you to create a one-of-a-kind treasure that reflects your unique taste. And here's the best part. When you shop and redesign locally, you're not just supporting a small business, you're also helping boost our local economy. Visit McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe today. Let us be part of your spring cleaning and special moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.